Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Look like the Seattle Mariners were well on their way to winning this game in this series against the Tigers. They're up 3-0, but it's now 3-3 heading to the bottom of the sixth. Let's talk some baseball now as we head up to Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Ryan Ripken's part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight crew, and he joins us now. Ryan, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. I'll ask you a question we've been asking people all week long, and that is, with the offseason here for teams that haven't made the playoffs, are you surprised we haven't heard any reports of the Orioles interviewing anybody for the managerial job or heard any stories of coaching staff overhauls? And what does that mean? What does that say to you?
Well, how are we doing? Happy Wednesday. Nice. You know, I don't, I'm not looking too much into that, you know, especially like typically, you know, in my mind, I think perfect world, you know, when things end, it should, you know, everything should start of the search, you know, after the World Series. But let's be honest, like, that's not how this works, right? Because teams want to try to get ahead of the game and move into the next season, right? Try to get your staff in place. But that also makes me wonder here, you know, the Orioles have some guys they're probably eyeing that are in this playoffs. And you know, if I was a fan of another team that, you know, it's in the playoffs, I would want my coaching staff to be focused, you know, and no distractions on there. So I'm not really worried about that part. But what I will say with the Orioles, they are going to do things extensively when the time comes. And I can guarantee you right now they already are looking at what things they need to get better at, who could be a part of that equation. And then obviously when you hire a manager, there's going to be coaches that the front office is going to want, but that new manager is going to have say on who he wants on the staff. So I'm really kind of just curious, but I'm not panicked or worried. Skip Schumacher going to the Rangers, that makes the most sense. Why? He was already with the Rangers organization last year as an advisor. So nothing else surprises me, but I'm sure that's going to pick up here in the next week or so.
Well, Ryan, let's get to some of the playoff baseball and the final game of the night, Dodgers-Phillies. Let's assume that the Phillies get swept tonight. Mm-hmm. Where do they go from here? They have some free agents. The team's getting older. They just haven't been able to break through. Where do they go from here?
It's a great question because, I mean, what can you say the Phillies can do better besides winning the World Series? You know, and they've had different opportunities over this stretch of years, right? You know, in my mind, they had a great opportunity the last few years. The Diamondbacks series was probably the one that you feel like it really got away from them. You know, you lose Game 6 and Game 7 in Philly. You run into the red-hot Mets last year, and now you're on the cusp of elimination to me, which is the favorite for the World Series again, the Dodgers. So, if they wanted to run it back, say they lose, if they wanted to run it back, they certainly could. This team is good enough to go and win and go back to the postseason. But then the question remains, how do you get it done when you get to October? And I mean, this isn't just a Phillies problem, right? I mean, look around Major League Baseball. There's a lot of teams that feel like they should do better in the postseason. Philadelphia, to their credit, they have made noise in the postseason, but they still just haven't accomplished that goal. So I would say if they lose, they can still run it back. It seems like Dombrowski will be aggressive, in my opinion. But then you got to look at, well, who's that X factor that maybe you have to think outside the box for? Because right now they haven't had that X factor with all those superstars on that roster.
Did the Toronto Blue Jays blow their season last night with inability to field a ordinary fly ball coupled with Judge awakening from a deep playoff slumber? Has that thing shifted seismically now?
Well, I got to tell you, all pressure is on Toronto. Mm-hmm. You know, you wouldn't think that with a team that's winning in the series, but you're right. I mean, said about some mistakes there by Toronto. And when you're up big on the road to start, you could feel that the air was getting, you know, taken out of the stadium in the Bronx.
Yep.
But then when you make a mistake, we know this, and I say it all the time, right? The team that executes the best usually wins. In the regular season, it's not as magnified, but it still is valuable. In the postseason, it is magnified times 10. And when you give a team that's on life support hope, crazy things can happen. And then crazier things can happen when you have a guy like Aaron Judge with one swing of the bat can change every narrative. Before it was Judge and no one else can make the big hit, and now it's turned into that's the Aaron Judge, that's the MVP generational hitter, and now all momentum's going to the Yankees. And having their super rookie Cam, right? He's on the mound tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yep. Cam Schlittler.
Yeah, and like that dude's got nothing to lose, and he's very confident. He's really good. So I am worried for Toronto, but I still am going to take the Blue Jays in the series. Mm. I think. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes back to Toronto, to be honest, but things that happened in baseball. The Yankees are going to make this interesting here, no doubt about it. But I'm going to stick with the fact that the Blue Jays are going to be able to overcome. They were one of the best teams in baseball, the best in comeback victories. I think they're going to bounce back.
Ryan Ripken, man, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Continue to enjoy watching the baseball.
Thanks, guys. You have a great rest of your Wednesday.
Thanks so much. Coming up next, we'll stick with baseball. And despite the fact that this team really hasn't, and this team meaning the Orioles, hasn't hit since basically the middle of the previous season, the Orioles are saying publicly that their offense is just fine. Are we buying what they're selling? Next, here on The Fan. Orioles are having so far a quiet offseason, and you could argue, well, they don't want to overshadow the playoffs. That's crazy. good playoff games going on right now, by the way. 2 of 4 in progress. Alas, this team and this highly regarded core of young hitters stopped hitting basically late summer of 2024 and really didn't hit last year. We've gone over the numbers numerous times. But before we get into this, let's hear from Tony Manzalino, the skipper, talking about how to fix the young hitters.
Well, I think we have to start and recognize that expectations for that group have been astronomical in a lot of ways. And in some ways, they set the expectations because a lot of them came out of the gates right away, and they came out really well. I think there are some guys here that have struggled in some ways that weren't part of that initial group that set the bar so high. And I do think it made it unrealistic for some of these guys to kind of follow. You know, I talked to Sammy Basayo yesterday, and I told Sammy to go look at Aaron Judge's first 100 bats in the big leagues. And you know whose numbers it matches? Sammy Basayo's. You know, so I think there's a precedent for young players to have kind of tough stretches in the beginning of the parts of their career. Now, to answer your question, what needs to tangibly change? Well, we need to get these guys back to kind of what they were, some of these guys that did set the bar high for themselves. And how we do that, for me, I think it's just it's getting together, it's being honest, it's getting all the players in terms of staff, analysts, everybody that has a voice. It's getting, is soliciting outside opinions, is doing a lot of different things to try to figure out how we get these guys back on track. And I do have a ton of faith in this organization And their capacity to do just that.
They got all the answers.
This is some Kaiser Sose stuff from Tony Manzolino
Next level buffoonery.
In the same answer, to complain about astronomical expectations and then compare Sam Basayo to Aaron Judge.
He is the perfect manager for them because his lack of acumen and lack of awareness is truly magnificent. Like, it is chef's kiss. Some people who know baseball, like some people in this room, have been saying for years, plural, that they needed more everyday veterans because this core was never going to be what Mike Elias pushed it as, what Mike Elias hyped it as. It was always going to need help developing by taking pressure off of them. They created the fake standard by not building a roster the right way, being too cheap to do it, wanting to placate billionaires, whatever, not wanting to win press conferences, all the pablum that comes out of their mouths. But that's them. And they're all regressing, and they've been regressing on Manzolino's watch. He's been there a long time. Other people's watches, and they're going to re-empower those same people because they really don't want it to be any different. They just want their way to eventually work, and they want to be given 10 years, 15 years, whatever it takes for that to happen. And guess what? These billionaires might be complicit enough to go along with it.
Well, it's just a lot of the same stuff we heard a year ago from Mike Elias about these young guys. They're going to take the next step, and the answer for losing Santander was Tyler O'Neill. Mm-hmm. And then, Grayson Rodriguez is the year that he's going to finally stay healthy and not hit the IL and develop into the ace. And then you have marketing, Colton Cowser giving him his own section.
Oh, yeah, let's give him his own night and let's give him a section and all that. Like, he's not an everyday major league player, but sure.
And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
They're all being built up to more than...
They're the ones hyping it with all the nicknames. Why? Because we can make money off that stuff. We can make money off Moo Man shirts and all this. Well, how about you make sure you got a real core first before you start all that?
Yeah, don't you make real money when the guys that you're hyping are actually good? Because then the more people are in the stadium, more people are buying the stuff. As the stadium gets emptier
and
emptier.
Well, again, their answer to 10,000 people saying, we don't need to watch your playoff product, even with Corbin Burns, because we know you're a garbage GM, was for him to get a clandestine extension and then have an even worse season than he's ever had before.
Mike Elias spoke at that same press conference about these young hitters and their hitting woes.
Yeah, when you have a season that misses the mark by this much, there's a lot of on the list of what went wrong. But, certainly that was... amongst the most, I don't know if I want to say surprising, but kind of fundamental that a lot of our core drafted players that have formed the spine of not only this winning team the last few years, but the rebuild leading into it, most of them were hurt or had down years or stagnating in some form or fashion. And, it's definitely concerning to watch and concerning to watch it happen to a lot of them simultaneously. I mean, that was a big factor in our record. We have talked a lot with them individually about it. They're all, I think all of us in the org, there's a lot of soul searching and looking in the mirror and individually what could each of us done better to get a better result for the team. And that definitely applies to those guys. We've talked about it. We're formulating plans, and we're going to do everything that we can to kind of have them bounce back and get back on track. Very, very, very confident that's going to happen with this group, and it's obviously a huge factor for the team next year. But the talent in those guys and the work ethic and the mindset all points to optimism.
Jason,
it's such garbage.
They're doubling down on the young guys. By the way, he talks about the spine. That spine has sciatica right now. Like that spine is not working at 100% efficiency.
Nowhere in there was, hey, you know what? Maybe our lineup construction and putting too much on them. Like, he talks about soul searching, then quadruples down on everything we do is right and we just need more time. I mean, it really does take everybody for a sucker and a fool. And I don't know how it doesn't piss you guys off like it does me, because I don't like being taken for a sucker or a fool. And like, he's not in his soul search and admitting that, yeah, we probably need another couple bats in there. This is his response to people saying, you need a couple real bats in there. Nothing's ever changing here.
Hearing that cut and really just having this conversation, I go back to one of the best calls, you know, in the past year when we were at Maryland, the if guy.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just operate as if
best case scenario.
Best case scenario for all of these guys. You can't do it. You can't be reactive. You got to be proactive in going out there to augment your roster and have these contingency plans if these young guys.
It wasn't, we need better infrastructure for them. They've talked about Mabry like he's the greatest hitting coach in the league. Like, it isn't that maybe they didn't really respond. Maybe they like Manzolino, but they didn't respond to Manzolino individually or collectively from a hitting standpoint, with runners on base, without runners in base, early in games, late in games. Like, there's no real admission of any of that. He gives lip service to the idea of soul searching and things that could be done differently. And then all he's really asking you for is keep giving us your money. Keep giving me more time. I'm right. You're wrong. I'll eventually prove it to you.
It is fascinating. Jason, to our credit, I'll pat ourselves on the back. We've been screaming for a veteran hitter in this lineup since the trade deadline was approaching 3 years ago.
I've been screaming for it since Aaron Hicks wasn't coming back. Yeah. Okay, well, who's replacing Aaron Hicks, and then who's being added to that additionally?
Yeah, we've been saying, like, they need veteran hitters in this lineup, and they've done nothing for it. Even though the young guys, at least Jordan Westberg, has been screaming we need veteran hitters in this lineup. Alas, we'll come back. Purple rain in the forecast. Ravens getting ready for the Rams. We'll hear from John Harbaugh, maybe a little Zay Flowers. That's next here on The Fan.
I mean, I think there's a lot that goes with it. You know, it's just kind of put it together and set up the scheme. I mean, you're playing the Rams. We've got to consider what they're doing, what our game plan is going to be against them. We've got that plan put together. We're trying to practice it now, and we'll see where it takes us.
So that's John Harbaugh speaking earlier today. As of a low eye Gilman addition will allow Kyle Hamilton to play around the line of scrimmage. For Harbaugh, he thinks that both Gilman and C.J. Gardner-Johnson have a chance to play on Sunday.
Look, I think they are very protective of their first-round picks, and that's one of the things that they like to take their victory laps about, and their first-round pick is struggling right now, and they're going against an offense that is hungry and desperate and potent. And so if this starts going sideways early and they're picking on Malachi Starks, then yeah, I think they can now run three safety packages and have Malachi Starks not have to be on the field for 100% of the snaps. And so it accomplishes two things. It allows them to go less is more with him if need be, and it allows them to have the flexibility of moving Hamilton around. But I still think at the end of the day, with the kind of offense they're facing, that they're going to have Hamilton deep quite a bit as well, because they just don't have a lot of options.
But to have that flexibility, you got to do something different. If you're Zach Orr and that defense, you have to do something different. And he's been aligned more at safety this year than he was in the stretch run of last year when Hamilton got moved back to stabilize the defense and really put out the fires there. You got to switch things up some way.
Throw some more blitzes in too.
Yes.
Yeah. Harbs, what about this Adafe Owe trade?
Yeah, it happened fast, I can tell you that, you know, and I didn't talk to Jim about it until after it went down, so it wasn't anything that we were talking about. It was between Eric and Joe and the personnel departments on both sides, but we had a chance to consider it in terms of what was best big picture for our team, for our defense, you know, all the pieces together, moving together, trying to build the best defense we can for the rest of the season, you know, and also, you know, in some ways, what's best possibly for the player too, you know, for Adafe, and go out there and, you know, his contract year and have a chance to make a statement maybe. You know, I think that's good for him, and obviously have a lot of respect for them and how they operate there in L.A. with the Chargers. But Alohi's going to give us a lot. You know, he's going to – it's a veteran safety. He's in a very similar system. He's a proven player, had a good, really good practice today. I think he's a good fit for us right now, what we're looking for. So it's a piece that we've kind of been looking for as we've went here through the last – really throughout the season so far. So for that to happen is a good thing for our defense.
It's interesting. Okay. Alohi Gilman, he likes, and the Chargers, what's that, Jesse Minter, the defensive coordinator out there. So similar system. Okay.
Yep.
But it's good for the player as well. He can go make a statement. Couldn't he make that statement here? Couldn't he make that statement here?
Well, look.
Harb's off the cuff.
This was a bad draft pick.
Jim Harbaugh comparing him to Khalil Mack, by the way. That's his presser tonight.
That's the Sam Basayo, Aaron Judge count.
Yeah, that's something.
You parted with Judon.
That was a long time ago.
You drafted this guy to replace him. You could not develop him. You overdrafted him. There were serious questions about his natural pass rushing instincts and ability to beat right tackles in the bottom of the Big Ten. But most of their
picks
don't work out.
They have no pass rush. It's not like this team is in the market to
give away
good
pass rushers. Yeah, but he's a $13 million guy who's, you know, the league just told you. The league looks at him as a $3, $4 million guy. He's an early down run stopper kind of, but he's not great at it, but he's good enough. He can play on your team. Yeah. He's not going to do anything special. He might run into he might get hot one weekend and get three sacks against a terrible tackle if he just gets a free run to the passer. But there's nothing in his skill set that makes him a difference maker. He's got an NFL body. He's not really an impactful NFL player. And again, we can go through and look at all their draft picks and who pans out and who doesn't. And they've had a hell of a time drafting impact players on defense outside of what they want to do is just keep giving me corners and safeties.
More from Harbs. Let's go to cut five. Harbs talking about the Rams offense.
Yeah. Kyren Williams is a really good back. I mean, you know, and they got him, the backups of the Maryland guy, you know, St. Francis product from Michigan. But they are downhill, hard charging backs. I mean, they put a foot in the ground and they get north, you know, and they can cut back. They can take it all the way back. They can bounce outside. It's a very, very physical run game. But it's very fast-paced offense. They get to the line, they get out of the huddle, they quick snap you, they attack play you, they speed break you, they do all the things that try to put pressure, a lot of motion, a lot of shifts, run, play action, boot, drop back pass, you know, some run game out of the drop back pass, and just try to kind of get you off balance, yet they do what they do, and they try to do it well. So it's kind of in that system. You know, Sean comes from the Shanahan and the Kubiak background. It's in that system, and he's, you know, they got all his branches now. And of course, Sean's done a great job making his branch of it what it is and his personality. So it's tough to defend.
So basically, with a lot of I don't understand the running back stuff with the dancing moves, but he's essentially confirming what we've been telling people all week, that this Rams offense is really good.
This is a top five offense they're facing. It's a top five head coach / play caller. And it's a team that feels like it's left a lot, because it has left a lot on the table here and has failed to put lesser rosters away. And they are absolutely facing a lesser roster this week. It's also a ferocious front seven that can get, that isn't afraid to go aggro and blitz, but can get a lot of pressure with four or five. And they like to run twist and stunt games, and this offensive line. Now, we think it'll be a different offensive line this week.
Ronnie practiced today.
That stuff's been real problematic for them. So it's a step up in degree of difficulty. I think the Rams are better. Like, I think it's the best team they've played this year.
Like, I think the Rams are better than the Bills. I think they're more balanced than the Bills.
Maybe the Lions.
Yeah.
I think the Lions are really good.
Lions are really good.
Yeah.
They're certainly
but you got,
in the
you got the Lions at home on a primetime game when you had everybody. You had Lamar.
Yeah.
This roster versus that roster, I think, is
might
the biggest mismatch
yeah.
that we've seen yet.
Yeah. I think that's definitely fair to say. And it's a Rams team that really needs this win. If they lose on Sunday, they would have lost three of their last four games. And then you're like, what the heck is happening yeah. right now? And then you got to go overseas to take on a really talented Jacksonville team. This is a big spot for L.A.
Let's finish cut nine, Beltway Ben, since Jason brought up the Rams pass rush. Harbs, talk about the Rams pass rush.
High energy. You know, high energy pass rush. Obviously, no number eight. You know, he's pretty good. Number zero is really good, too, and number 10 is really good, too. Then the inside guys are high-energy players as well. They do a little bit of blitzing. They do a little bit of moving off the edges, but it's really those four guys with energy and power, and we're going to have to be ready for that.
They can get after you.
They can overload you inside, and, I mean, we're talking about swapping out guards. You have to be worried about Ronnie's ability to hold up. They can beat you with speed. They can beat you with power. Yeah, it's a really formidable group. I mean, the Rams, unlike the Ravens, have the youngest roster in the NFL, and they're getting a ton out of their, not just their highest picks, but their mid-round picks.
We will come back, get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready. Infinity Sports Radio, which leads into a baseball game, I assume.
No.
No baseball. Well, Ben said,
there's only four
up.
Games going on.
Yeah, Ben says there's a baseball game.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Maybe.
Right. That's news to me.
I trust Ben.
No offense,
but I trust Ben.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tune in. You might get a baseball game. But we're done at 6 here on The Fan. Before we get to the text of the day, a lot of action in the early baseball playoffs. The Mariners were up 3-0, and
man.
Then a funny thing happened on the way to them closing this thing out. Tigers have scored 8 unanswered. They lead 8-3 in the 8th inning, and the Brewers got 1 in the 1st, and you're thinking, okay, they got Quinn Priester on the mound. They're good. Cubs got 4 in the bottom of the 1st. Priester doesn't even finish the 1st inning, so it's 4-1 Cubs.
Yeah, now this thing's going to go back to Seattle with Tarek Skubal, who's from Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Getting another shot at these guys. I don't know that Polanco's going to hit 2 homers off Skubal again. So the Mariners have to be feeling it right now.
Yeah, how could you not when you got Skubal looming?
Yeah, that is definitely not a good feeling. Beltway Ben, let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check.
Text of the day comes from Greg in Baltimore, who says, everything I've read about Alohi Gilman sounds like he can take the football away from opposing offenses. Hopefully he can make some game-changing plays on this defense.
Well, that'd be something nobody else on this defense does.
He would be the first.
He did have a turnover in last year's playoffs, I saw on social media. But he's like, you're getting him for a Dafeo way.
Yeah,
like
I mean, that. No. I mean,
just hope
like,
he extends,
this is,
yeah. Hopefully he's where he's supposed
hopefully
to be.
Hopefully he understands assignments, which he will. He's from Notre Dame. He'll be a smart player. And he can take heat off of Starks. And
hopefully put
Kyle
Hamilton
NFL
in a place.
Body,
to, yeah.
But, yeah. I don't think he's going to change the course of the season.
Like, the ultimate goal is if he can settle things down with that third safety.
It allows them to get into the playbook, into some stuff that worked under McDonald.
Yes.
But that was a very different defense, and that was, frankly, a very different offense. That was a very different football team.
Yeah. Things come at you fast.
You hope it can give you flexibility. I'm not looking at Alohi Gilman to be the savior of this Ravens team coming in a month into the year.
Before we get to saying goodbye and all that, 2 baseball games tonight. Blue Jays, Yankees, Phillies, Dodgers. Are these games closeout games?
I mean, I hope not. I'm here for more baseball. Toronto, I would love to see that one close
out.
Yeah. I got a bad feeling, but you never know, man. Baseball's crazy.
I think the Yankees win, but the Dodgers close out the Phillies.
Well, just to tell you, baseball crazy, just think of the last 24 hours. Blue Jays up 6-1. You think that game's over? Whoops. Seattle's up 3-0. You think that game's over? Okay. Cubs get one, or the Brewers get a gift pop-up that gets dropped. They get one in the first. They've got a guy on the mound who's been excellent all year. You're thinking, okay, it's meant to be Brewers. And then the Cubs get four in the bottom of the inning.
Yeah, wild pitches, everything. It's this game. I mean, the first inning in Chicago has been nuts.
So just a reminder, Blue Jays, Yankees, according to Beltway Ben, we're going to have that game right here on 105.7 The Fan. So tune in at 7:30-ish is going to be first pitch. It's Varland who gave up the two home runs last night, and Cam Schlittler, who was excellent against the Red Sox in the last
those
round.
Weren't Bronx cheapies that he gave up either.
No,
even
those
Chisholm's
were bombs.
Was second deck.
Chisholm's still going. Yeah. And Judge's.
And Judge.
Wow.
Do you think Burge is rooting against Schlittler tonight? Schlittler.
I don't know. That could go a couple different ways.
No, we need to have a conversation with the Burge about this thing.
I think
tomorrow.
She's rooting for him.
Yeah. I think so too.
He's a Boston guy.
Not surprise me.
He went after her on social media,
which is a great thing for her career.
Yes, The New York Post wrote that Cam Schlittler goes after the stunning influencer on social media. So, what are we on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we got Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us, Brian Baldinger, and Lucy Burge.
Yeah, the Burge. I am very curious to ask her.
Big week for the Burge.
Yeah.
Belichick maybe being out.
How about that?
Disaster, dude.
He's interested in a buyout. Yeah, that's poor Jordan. Poor Jordan.
Nah, yeah. Shed no tears for old Jordan.
Hey, Infinity Sports Radio coming up next, but Westwood One's coverage, ESPN's coverage of the Yankees and Blue Jays. You can hear it right here at 7:30, 105.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.